Good morning. Here's some of the news for Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Banks which profit from private prisons and immigration detention centers were called out on Park Avenue Tuesday afternoon.
We're here today to continue to put pressure on PJ Chase Morgan, because they continue to invest in private detention centers and private prisons, and therefore making money out of the suffering of our community.
Natalia Aristizabal is with Make the Road New York.
Most detention centers are private detention centers, which means that Jamie Dimon, which is the main shareholder, and anyone who actually has any investment in Chase is making money out of the suffering in the border, out of children separation, out of families who continue to be broken apart. The majority of detention centers are private ones, and Chase owns a lot of it.
A report by the Center for Popular Democracy, Make the Road New York, and others shows that the private prison and immigration detention industry is made possible by investments in debt financing by Wall Street companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, and many other members of the Million Shares Club, a group of investors who each own 1 million shares in the private prison and immigration detention centers run by Geo Group and CoreCivic. Allison, a child care worker with the National Domestic Workers Alliance, worries about the effect of these immigration detention centers on children.
In these detention centers, kids are not being cared for. They're not being loved. They're over-medicated. They're being underfed. They're being sexually assaulted and abused. So everything is wrong with these detention centers. Long and short of the story is families belong together and kids deserve to be with their family.
In other news, Patricia Ukumu has a trial date. She's a member of Rise and Resist, the protester who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty to protest America's immigration policies. Then she was arrested. She was charged with trespassing and other misdemeanors. Ukumu says she wants to go to trial. Her lawyer, Ron Kuby, says the jury system is the conscience of the people. Ukumu says she climbed the 100 feet to the bottom of the statue's robes on July 4th to protest Donald Trump's immigration policies. Prosecutors called it a dangerous stunt that forced an evacuation of thousands of visitors from Liberty Island. Ukumu's trial date is set for November 5th. In Donald Trump news, he accused Google and other U.S. tech companies of rigging search results about him so that almost all stories and news is bad. He offered no evidence of bias, but a top advisor said the White House is taking a look at whether Google should face federal regulation. Google pushed back sharply, saying Trump's claim simply wasn't so. We never rank search results to manipulate political sentiment. In other news, a white ex-police officer was convicted of murder on Tuesday for fatally shooting Jordan Edwards. He was a black, unarmed 15-year-old boy. The shooting occurred while the cop was firing into a car packed with teenagers in suburban Dallas. The youth was sitting in the passenger seat. This marks a rare guilty verdict in a police shooting case. Dallas County jurors weren't swayed by Officer Roy Oliver's claim that he feared for his partner's life when he fired into the car as it drove away from a large house party in April of 2017. Darrell Washington, the attorney representing the boy's father, Odell Edwards, said this was a long-fought battle. We are just happy that Roy Oliver is going to have to do his time for taking Jordan's life. What he did on that night should never have happened. Washington said black children and teens across the country can now walk around a little safer because officers know they will be held accountable. And finally, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon are having their only scheduled debate before the September 13th Democratic primary. They'll face off tonight at Hofstra University, but Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins wasn't invited to the debate. The Greens are staging a demonstration at CBS during the taping. They say the debate is unfair and undemocratic, that Cuomo dictated the terms of the debate, including the format, the TV network, and the audience, without input from Hofstra, CBS, or Nixon. The Greens say CBS admitted this was the only way Cuomo would show up is by doing everything he wants. Howie Hawkins will respond to the debate at 8:15 this evening on Facebook. Nixon is expected to accuse Cuomo of doing too little to address political corruption, income inequality, or New York City's aging subways. Observers say Cuomo will tout liberal accomplishments like a higher minimum wage and same-sex marriage and argue his experience makes him more qualified to stand up to Donald Trump. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.